Welcome to the Voice of the Winged Ox, the official podcast of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Jamestown, New York. I'm your host, Rev Merrill. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus goes to the synagogue, and there is a woman, we are told, who is bent double. And she has had this ailment for 18 years. Jesus sees her, has compassion on her, and heals her, which gets Jesus into a lot of trouble. Healing on the Sabbath is against the rules. And Jesus says, well, you let animals have water on the Sabbath. You do that kind of work. Why can't I do the work of healing on the Sabbath? Here's Mother Susan's reflection.
In the name of Jesus Christ, healer and savior. Amen. Are you a good rules following person? Do you follow the rules? Some people are shaking their heads. No, not usually. Some of us seem more prone to following the rules than others. A few years ago, we did Myers-Briggs personality testing, and my type of Myers-Briggs is called the gatekeeper. It means I enforce the rules. As long as they make sense, I'm going to hang on to those rules. Other people are not so interested in rules. But there are a variety of rules in our society and in our homes and even in church. And some of us follow them and some of us don't so well. I was doing a little research and there are a variety of laws on the books that somehow got in there because of somebody's peculiar interest that never got removed. So if you're really interested in rules, you should probably know that in Baltimore, Maryland, it is illegal to take a lion to the movies. I don't know if you can take your giraffe, but you may not take your lion. In Zion, Illinois, it is illegal to give cats or dogs a lighted cigar. Now, you wonder how that law came to be written. Were dogs going around smoking? I don't know. In the state of New York, slippers are not to be worn after 10 p.m. And on Sundays, this is important, person may not walk around with an ice cream cone in their pocket. In Detroit, it is illegal for a man to scowl at his wife on Sunday. I don't know about Monday. And in Harper Woods, Michigan, it is illegal to paint sparrows in order to sell them as parakeets. Okay, you gotta wonder about some of those. You know, the guy painting the sparrows, he's not allowed. Do we follow the rules? There are rules that are meant to be kept and rules that are meant perhaps to be overlooked. Jesus challenged rules in his day. In fact, the scriptures are full of people who are challenging the rules in one way or another. Jeremiah, in our first lesson, God comes to him and he is still young and says, Jeremiah, I want you to speak my word. And Jeremiah says, I can't do that. Children are not supposed to be heard in church. I am too young. And God said, don't you tell me you're too young. I choose you to speak my word and you're going to hear it. There are rules in churches still, of course. The leader of the synagogue in Jesus' day was quite interested in enforcing the rules, but there were a lot of rules that still take place in churches. For instance, can you think of some rules around this place? There used to be a rule. Children should not be in church during the church service. I'm glad we got over that rule. Here's a rule that still seems to stand firm. If you don't sing well, don't even try. We'd like you to get over that rule around here. Here's one. If it was good enough for your grandparents, it's good enough for you. Don't move the furniture. That's a big church rule. If you want enthusiasm, you should be in a Pentecostal church. And finally, the last great words of the Episcopal Church, but we've always done it that way. How about family rules? We were researching some last night. Can you think of rules that you live by in your family? Eat your vegetables or no dessert. Clean your plate every night. Children should be seen and not heard. That's an old one. Don't touch that lamp. We heard about that one last night. Saying please and thank you. Don't interrupt. Any rules that you can remember from your house? What's a rule that you live by at your house? Anyone got them? What? Don't run with scissors. That's a good one. Don't open the can, don't finish the can. Oh, that was the kids. You can eat the ones in between. Margaret. What? No Heelys in the house. That's right. Take off muddy shoes. Practice your violin before dinner, if possible. Finish your chores. Make your bed before you go to school. I like that one. Don't eat anything that was growing in the backyard. No cuts. We all have rules that we live by. And Jesus had rules that he was expected to live by. Don't do any work on the Sabbath day. Don't touch lepers. Don't talk to women. He broke that one on several notable occasions. Most diseases cannot be healed, so don't even try. He broke that one as well. Don't rock the boat, figuratively or literally. He just got out of it. Don't have anything to do with Gentiles. And finally, and most importantly, don't question the rules. But he did question the rules. He did it rather frequently, getting people increasingly angry with him. If you went to Baltimore, he would probably come up and say, why is there a rule about lions going to the movies? I think we should change that. Why is there a rule about scowling at your wife? Who's been scowling at their wife? Why is there a rule about children not being heard? Why is there a rule about don't set someone free from their terrible disease on the Sabbath? Why is there that rule? Well, we've always done it that way, would come the reply. But you let animals free to get some water. Why not set a person free? In fact, why not set a bunch of people free? Why not do a whole mess of freeing things, asked Jesus. Why not heal the lepers and return them to their community? Why not welcome women as fellow participants in my kingdom? Why not include Gentiles in God's mission to the world? Why not show compassion even when it's against the rules? The story in our gospel today ends with the people realizing that Jesus has bested their preacher, their synagogue leader, who was the gatekeeper, who probably slunk off from the scene with his head hung low. And the gospel says the people cheered because they realized Jesus had done these wonderful, amazing things and won the argument. It says the people were overjoyed. Could you imagine? Could you imagine them cheering in church? Well, clearly they weren't Episcopalians. Could you imagine showing your joy, your absolute enthusiastic response when you find out Jesus has broken some of the rules and has set you free as well? Could you cheer in church? Jesus has risen from the dead. Hooray! Jesus has welcomed strangers, women, sick people, poor people into his kingdom. Hooray! Jesus has welcomed you to his table. Hooray! Can we have a little enthusiasm here? Once a few years years back, we were challenged to high-five the choir after receiving communion. I think maybe we ought to try that a little more often. Hooray! The people cheered when they realized Jesus had set them free from some of those rules that were holding them too much away from God. I hope that'll be our response from time to time. We're about to enter a phase of our life at St. Luke's where we're going to ask people to think about getting a little more passionate about their faith. Passionate, enthusiastic. Let's hear a hooray and an amen every once in a while. And because we have been set free from too many rules. Because God loves us more than rules. God welcomes us beyond the gatekeeping, and God says, "You are my beloved." Hooray! Let's have a little joy, shall we? I'd like to hear an amen.
Amen!
Amen indeed. Thank you, Mother Susan. I could have guessed Mother Susan is a gatekeeper and likes rules. Nevertheless, Mother Susan is aware that not all rules are good just because they are rules, and she invites us as thoughtful Christians to reevaluate our rule-keeping and rule-enforcing, to look at how we live, and how we can live joyfully and be passionate about the way Jesus invites us to go. You can contact us by sending email to thewingedox@gmail.com or visiting our blog at thewingedox.blogspot.com or calling our comment line at 206-203-3904. Our music is Dawn by Josh Weinberg, available at beatpick.com. I'm your host, Rev Merrill. May God bless your week.